At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Hi, Madhouse people. It's RBCP. I'm doing the pre-show tonight because Brent Westwood is definitely going to be here soon. He promises. He wrote on Facebook. He said on Facebook today and yesterday that he's going to be on Madhouse tonight. I don't know what time. It seems like it used to be like, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours from now, but it's supposed to be 1 hour from now, so I just don't know. I think I'm going to quit early if he doesn't show up. So don't expect a long show tonight. It's just going to be like an hour or an hour and a half, and then I'm going to quit. But I did prepare things tonight, so it's not going to completely suck, hopefully. Of course, if I say that, it's going to suck, so I don't know. But I got some phone numbers. I spent like an hour getting phone numbers tonight, and I passed along like a quarter of these phone numbers to Brent Westwood. So hopefully he comes on tonight and finishes them up for me. Because I have a lot of numbers here. Like a good, like 50 numbers probably. 40 or 50. I didn't count. But they are oil change customers. I know I've done that before, so it's just going to be the same old worn out, tired, played out garbage that I always do. If you're listening through YouTube, I'm trying to broadcast on YouTube again tonight. I thought I was going to not do that anymore because YouTube yells at me for copyrights and tells me to cut it out. So I've queued up a bunch of music that is not copyrighted, and hopefully I won't play much music because I have all these numbers so I can just make calls. But I'm going to try and play prank calls in between prank calls. So, yeah. Hopefully YouTube won't yell at me for that. But anyway, I'm not watching the YouTube chat room. I'm not watching the Mixler chat room. I'm only watching the Madhouse chat room, which is on madhouselive.com/chat or on IRCs. So I'm watching that room if you want to give your feedback or, you know, let me steal ideas from you. And now that I've said I'm not going to play commercial music, I'm going to turn on the Kesha. I mean the Lily Allen, not the Kesha. Lily Allen. And now it's hot up here. I need to open a window. So I'm going... No, fuck that. I'm just going to play. I'm going to do calls. I'm going to just make calls. I'm not going to play music. I'm not going to do my cop-out thing where I play like 2 hours of music every night. I'm just going to do calls. I have not tested Skype yet, so I don't know if Skype's working or not. Hold on. I'm going to turn on a fan at least. I think talking makes me sweat or something. because I'm so nervous. Yeah, so we're calling lube job customers tonight. All right. Wait, let me see. Let me see something here. Okay, looks good. Looks good. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Everyone, pray to God that this one. Everyone, please join your hands in prayer that this person picks up. Wait, what am I going to say to an oil change customer? Any ideas? Post them in the chat room as quickly as possible. I do still have an old idea.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3-1.
All right, I'm going to make a note on that. I have an old idea here from Nunu. I don't think Nunu's even in the chat room, so he's going to miss out. Lux is asking me in the chat room if I'm on Mixlr. Yes, Lux, I'm on Mixlr. I'm on Mixlr.com/MadhouseLive is the Mixlr. I'm also broadcasting on YouTube tonight. I'm broadcasting my copyrighted Lily Allen music that they're going to shut me down for. Last time I did a YouTube show, they shut it down. They turned it off like an hour and a half into the show. So if you're on YouTube, expect that. It's going to happen. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Andy.
Yes.
It's Craig from Valvoline. You got your oil changed here today.
Oh, yeah. Hi, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You know, it's going all right. How are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
Just hanging out right now.
Really? Watching TV or anything?
Just kind of doing some work. Well,
what kind of work do you do? What kind of work do you do?
Can I ask why you're calling?
Oh, you know, just I mean, did your oil change go okay? Like no problems or anything like that?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay, like friendly service and your car hasn't broken down or anything.
No.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah, so what kind of work do you do? You watching anything good on TV tonight?
I'm a little uncomfortable having this conversation. I don't know what this is about.
What do you mean you're uncomfortable? I'm just seeing how it's going, you know?
All right, well, have a good night, all right?
Wait, Andy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought you were kind of, you know, giving me a look, and I thought maybe you might be interested in me.
Nope.
No, I'm pretty sure you are. Like,
okay.
What are you doing tonight? Like, do you want to hang out?
All right, see you, man. Have a good night.
No, Andy, God damn it. I'm never going to find a man. Never. At this rate. I'm going to break up with him. Time to break up. God damn me, Andy. Breaking.
Hey, this is Andy. I can't enter the phone right now, so please leave a message, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Thanks.
All right, let me try one more time. Shot down again. It's hopeless for me. DZ Jackson says, no tummy sticks for Roy. Hey, DZ Jackson, did you know you're on my latest video on youtube.com/RBCP? It's true. It's true.
Go. Hey, this is Andy. I can't answer the phone right now, so please leave a message, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Andy. It's me again. I don't know why you're not picking up, but this is kind of hard to say, but I think you and I need to break up. It's not you, it's me. I just don't feel like things are working out. I don't feel like the connection is there, you know? And I think it's just best if you and I don't see each other anymore. I'm sorry, Andy. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. I may need to play a song to recover from that. Yay, DZ Jackson's gonna go look. He's gonna quit playing the show and go look at my YouTube. My YouTube at youtube.com/RBCP. The one that says what? I mean what? Not what, what? Someone in the YouTube chat room, which I said I was not going to monitor, but I'm looking at it, asks what the IRC server is. So if you have an IRC client, you need to go to irc.madhouselive.com and go into the chat room, pound madhouse. irc.com/irc.www.irc.madhouselive.ww.com madhouselive.com.irc pound madhouse slash :. Sorry, I'm really upset about the breakup still. Just a minute. I'm checking my Facebook. I really want Brent Westwood to reply to me, and he's not. Goddamn Brent Westwood. Mr. Clay says I have to type /server. So in your web browser, in your Internet Explorer, type /server space irc.madhouselive.com and then type pound madhouse. And you'll be connected to the chat room in your Internet Explorer. Or you can just go to madhouselive.com/chat and then do the pound sign chat pound sign madhouse. And I think that'll get you here. Can't believe what's his face broke up with me. By the way, these are all as close to Beverly Hills as I could find these customers. Turns out there's only like one oil change place in Beverly Hills that I could find. Maybe there's a couple. But these are all like surrounding Beverly Hills. I figure their butlers take their cars to these Beverly Hillses. Yep, Beverly Hillses. Oh, and then the last one I did, which I think is the one that I gave to Brent. No, I kept those for myself. I did Michelle's neighborhood. The Michelle from IRC's neighborhood. Oh, hold on, I have to make a note. Voicemail. Because I was thinking it'd be hilarious if I got Michelle online for an oil change, but it didn't happen. There was no Michelle's. She has a silver car, you know, and that okay. Good old Michelle.
Hi, you've reached Katie, and I can't get to the phone right now.
Goddamn Katie. So I've got a new Skype account, brand new Skype account. Very few of you people know it, and I'm not going to give it out to anybody because I'm sick of nonstop calls. I've got rid of my phone number. I don't even have incoming Skype anymore for the phone. But the problem is that I don't yet have set up any caller ID. So if any of these people are at their homes, they're going to see Skype caller on their caller ID probably. So that sucks. That's gonna make things difficult. Hopefully by next week I'll get a couple caller IDs set up. Godot wants me to tell people I put in vegetable oil into their oil. What the hell, Godot?
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
Hey, Godot, if that's Godot from the forums, nice to see you around again. So when I call someone from Skype, it always gives a 661 number, which is Palmdale, California. So what I did is not on these that I'm calling now, but later down on the list, way down on the list, I got phone numbers in Palmdale. So at least I'll have the same area code as them, even if it still says Skype caller on their caller ID. If they even have home phones, which is pretty unlikely. I'm going to play a song that doesn't have copyrights on it, I think. And, you know, just a little break here. And, yeah, then we'll do some stuff again.
Boys and girls.
It's my favorite.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do it.
I want raw fish, or maybe slightly cooked. I don't care, I'll eat it straight off the hook. I'll buy a book on how to serve fish meat wrapped in seaweed with cream cheese, please. I like smoked salmon cause it's slightly raw. I'll eat sushi in the summer or the fall. Winter or spring, I want the cream cheese creamy. Give me red tuna and make it sashimi. If I could get sushi as a pizza topping, my LOL money is what I would be dropping. Barbecue eel, I want it for real. It's my favorite part of any meal. I'll seal the deal with a little wasabi. Eating with chopsticks, my number one hobby. Tempura, tuna, snapper, salmon, squid, roll you. And if I could, I would even eat Cthulhu.
Wow! Yeah! Rection, that was so good!
Get it!
Thank you! I've been practicing.
Oh my god!
I know, we're so awesome!
Good.
Yes,
we are the best rappers in the world!
Yes, we're the best rappers in the world!
No,
we
are!
I just said that!
Yeah!
Hugs!
Yeah, just like Gretchen, I like sushi too, but I prefer pasta. I'm Italian, dude. Fettuccine, bow ties, linguine, and penne.
Undercooked a little, al dente.
Marinara, Alfredo, vodka, pesto. These are some that I consider best, yo.
Mamma mia, can you believe it? I've even had pasta on top of pizza.
Yummy in my tummy, it's the perfect combo. But nothing beats it when you throw in a beer, though. How could I forget to mention calzones? I was eating these before I had a cell phone. I guess I just like Italian food in general. Eating it while watching Comedy Central. Waiting for Futurama to return to the air. But for now I'll relax and eat some angel hair.
Yeah!
Woo! I did.
Yes, you did do that.
You were really good at doing stuff, sir.
Oh, well.
It's your turn.
Yeah, Betty's turn. Do it.
Take my meds today. Many pills a day keep my brain well fed, not angry. No mental disorder, no need to be scared, okay? Betty's just learning with fun, like Calgon, she'll take you away. When I have to choose, though, I like to eat meat. I'm no vegetarian, vegetarians can walk the street. You know, kind of like a hooker? I mean, she's really funny to me. Hookers and suck-offs crack me up, seriously. I don't think I would want one over for dinner, though. Cause they might try to steal my money and take all my stuff, you know? I just want to watch a movie or my computer screen glow. And they'd be like, get nasty, I'd call him a hoe.
No,
I don't want to get tough with him like a pimp.
Yeah.
Even though I learned from the best watching Syrup's limp wrist. Slapping Rection around like his little bitch. But they cuddle after eating a nice huge manly sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Hey.
Yeah.
That was really mean.
No way. I'm so friggin' nice.
Hell no. You dogs are weird.
So, we need to fill up the Madhouse chat room tonight because Enigma set up a new chat room on a new server, and he claims we can have like 500 people in it at a time. So, we need to fill it up and make it crash and then make fun of him when it doesn't work. So, come to the chat room. MadhouseLive.com/chat or irc.madhouselive.com/ in the room, pound Madhouse. Come in and laugh at Enigma when it crashes. But you won't be able to laugh because it'll be crashed. I'll laugh at him on Skype, though, for you. At least the first call was amusing.
Hello?
I broke up with a guy. Hey, is Mark around?
Yes, he is. Who's this?
Oh, this is John from the oil change machine.
Okay, hold on.
Did he have his oil changed, or was it you?
Hello?
Hey, is this Mark?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Valvoline. You got your oil changed here today?
Yes, yes.
That's great. We accidentally put in British oil into your car.
British oil?
Yeah, from the United Kingdom. It was is a new employee. His name is Nunu, actually, and he's British, and he put in British oil. He like brought in his own oil. I don't know what he was thinking, but he put British oil into your car. But if you want to bring if you want to bring it back, we can change it out for you, and there won't be any extra charge. And we'll give you a coupon for the, your next visit.
How exactly am I confirming this with them?
Confirming. Oh, it's in the computer. We'll have we've got you in the computer here for Mark, but it's definitely British Oil.
Okay. Okay. What is your name?
My name is Roy. Gerbel.
Roy.
Yes. I'm the general manager here at this location.
Okay, and who do I contact when I go in tomorrow?
Anybody. Anybody that's here. I'll be here all day tomorrow. But, I mean, it's in the computer, so if I'm, like, out and back, you know, and not available, it's in the computer, like, that you were. We need to change your oil out for free because you have British Oil in your car. From the United Kingdom.
Okay, all right, well, I'll head in. I'm assuming you guys are open tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're open in, from 8 in the morning until 7 at in the evening.
Okay, I'll be in the morning.
Okay, and you're going to need to drive on the left side of the road when you come back.
Wonderful.
Because it's British Oil.
Right.
You know, British Oil. Get it?
That's, I understand. Hopefully I don't get pulled over.
No, you won't get pulled over. Just try not to run into anyone.
Sure?
Yeah.
If I explain to the cops that I have British Oil...
Yeah, show them your receipt from... They're used to this sort of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll drive on the left side of the road.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Roy.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Super.
Be careful on the street. I didn't even think until that call started. Nunu's idea was to tell him we put British tires on their car for, you know, like another place that does tires, and they could only drive on the left side of the road. And I guess it doesn't work so well with oil. So thanks a lot, Nunu, for fucking everything up, you big jerk. Goddamn Nunu. Somebody kick Nunu out of the room. Everyone say fuck you, Nunu. Just like Pablotron is doing. No, Nunu's ideas are awesome normally. We did like amazing things with photo customers earlier this year. Don't hate Nunu. Nunu's the best. Okay, the guy named First from YouTube. He says I need to tell him I put aircraft fuel in their car.
Whoa. A message at the tone.
And it could take off.
Hello?
Hello, Norbert?
Yes.
Hey, this is Paul from the oil change shop?
Yes.
Center?
Yes.
Machine? And we have a bit of a problem.
What's that?
We put aircraft oil into your engine, you know, for like F-15s for fighter jets.
You know, let me stop you right there because I didn't even get an oil change. So nice try, buddy.
What'd you get? What'd you get, Norbert? Come on, Norbert. 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 What else can you get at that place? I didn't even get any information. I just got the phone number and the names because I didn't want to arouse suspicion. Until the end, I started getting names and types of cars. Norbert? Oh, wait, I have a dot matrix. Listen. This is proof that I'm calling from the oil change machine shop. Aw, he hung up. I tried. Oh, wait. I think I saw something hilarious in the chat room. It's scrolling by too quickly. Acid Pez says, tell the person you put a flux capacitor on their car instead of the DeLorean and they can't go 88 miles an hour or they'll go into the future. I like that one.
I'll say that to Norbert. Oops.
This is Norbert. Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Norbert. It's Roy again from the oil change repair shop center machine. We wanted to let you know that we accidentally... It wasn't the jet fuel after all. We accidentally installed a flux capacitor into your car. And we need to let you know that you cannot go more than 88 miles an hour or you'll end up in the year 2015. And, I am calling from the oil change machine center, you can tell. So, yeah, thank you, and if you come in, we'll take that out for you. Bye. See, Nunu's awesome. He says, we accidentally converted their car to electric, so they need to charge it up now. They need to plug their car in. That's amazing. That's a great idea. Don't kick Nunu out. Just because he tells me to do some stupid British joke for oil.
Hello?
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes?
It's Roy from the oil change center. You had your oil change here today?
Oh, yeah?
And,
yeah?
Have you had any problems with your car? It seems like there's a problem.
What?
There's a problem with the oil change and with your car. Have you had any problems yet?
No.
We need to make sure that you don't go faster than, say, 90 miles an hour. And you should probably come back in, because we accidentally installed something into your car that it was an accident.
What?
We need you to come back in so we can fix your car. We accidentally installed a flux capacitor. And if you go too fast, there's going to be problems. Jennifer?
Yes?
Is there any way you could come back in maybe tomorrow? We're open until 7 tomorrow.
What's a flux capacitor?
It's... I don't understand it myself. I don't understand the technology. But we have a new employee here, and he didn't know... Like, he was just supposed to do the oil change, and he did... He installed the flux capacitor instead. So we need to make sure you don't go more than 88 miles an hour. When you come back to have it uninstalled.
It went from 90 to 88?
No, I'm saying don't go faster than 88 miles an hour in your car. Because that's, when you go faster than 88, that activates the flux capacitor.
And then what happens?
Then you end up in 1955, stranded.
Because, really?
Because you only have one plutonium pellet in your engine. And that's good for one trip. One pellet, one trip. What was Doc thinking?
1955?
You don't...
Might not be so bad.
There's no Twitter. Okay, so...
And no Facebook?
No, nothing. None of that. There's not even an ARPANET. So we need you to come back in tomorrow between 8 in the morning and 7 in the evening... And we need to remove the flux capacitor.
Between 8 and 7. Does it matter how many miles I travel?
No. The miles don't matter. Just don't go faster than 88 miles per hour. Because if you do, you're gonna see some serious shit.
What is this?
And you don't want that.
What?
You don't want that.
I don't want to see some serious shit.
No, not in 1955, because then you'll have to hide your car behind the Lions Estates billboard and find Doc.
I know, otherwise people would think I'm totally nuts, right?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah. I could get locked up?
Yeah, of course, duh. Yes, we need you to come back tomorrow. Can you come back tomorrow?
I can try.
Okay, yeah, before 7 p.m. And just in the meantime, keep it under 50, okay?
50?
Well, you know, under 88, just to be safe. You know, you don't want to lose track. Oh, you don't want to just lose track of what you're doing, and suddenly you look down at the speedometer and you're in 1955.
Okay, and who is this?
My name's Roy.
Roy.
From the oil.
Did I see you today?
No. It was actually, I'm the manager here. It was one of my employees that accidentally installed the flux capacitor.
Person gonna get fired?
Yeah, he's out of here. This is the last time. I mean, he's done this several times before, and I'm sorry about this. I'm really sorry. We're going to give you a coupon for a free oil change.
Yeah, I should hope so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I want the best oil.
Yeah, you will get the best oil from here all the time. It's just, you know, this doesn't usually...
synthetic.
Yeah, quit pretending you know anything about oils. You can't even vote. But yeah, if you could come in tomorrow before 7, that'd be great.
So who's this?
My name is Roy. I'm the general manager here at the oil chain center.
Okay,
so I'll see you tomorrow then. Between 8
and... you really... So how did you get this number?
You had an oil change here today and it's in our computer.
Okay.
So I'll see you tomorrow then. That'd be great. We need to remove the flux capacitor. I should be here all day, so if you, you know, just ask for the manager if you have any problems. But it's in the computer that you need to have the flux capacitor removed, so there shouldn't be any problems.
But why are you really calling me?
Because of this problem. Okay, so thank
you. Because of this problem.
Yeah, so that's all we need. I just need you to come back. Tomorrow would be nice, but if it's...
Yeah, there really isn't a flux capacitor.
There is a flux capacitor. That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. We needed to have the flux capacitor removed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those aren't even street legal, okay? So you could actually get in trouble for having that in your car.
Okay.
So we'll see you tomorrow then.
Roy.
Yes?
What's your last name?
Gerbil.
Can you spell that?
Gerbil.
Okay.
Okay.
Your chef could get a lot of trouble for this.
I know. I hope you're not thinking about pressing charges or... going ahead with a lawsuit or anything, because we don't want that.
Well, I kind of am.
Okay, well, we can talk about it tomorrow.
It's a litigious society, you know.
What?
It's a litigious society, you know.
Yeah, but you don't need to be like that. I mean, you just... I mean, if something like this happened to me, I wouldn't sue. I wouldn't press charges. I would just say, oh, no problem. I mean, no harm. We caught you before anything bad happened. So everything's fine. It's no reason to start talking lawsuits and stuff.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow then.
All right. Bye.
Bye. I have to hang up or it's going to hang up on me. I mean, the shoutcast is going to hang up on me. She's just sitting there like I was. Pablotron says she has a tracer on me. She's like, why are you really calling? She always, like, fucking Jennifer, she always thinks all the guys are just out to get her. You know, just everyone's interested in her, and they're just trying to come up with ways to have a conversation with her. She doesn't think that there actually could be a problem. Alright, I'm gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break. A 2 or 3 song break. I'm going to take off for a bit. We'll be back for more calls before the Brent Westwood show.
this is a track to let all the haters and my homies know how I really feel.
Damn! 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 Man, get too rowdy!
Bitch!
Kristen, or MC Router, eat my shit, tastes like clam chowder. Catman can't date the missus, cause of all the dots that she misses. I'm going bananas, playing with Donkey Kong. I am really high, cause I'm hitting the bong. Ooh, what's that Snelda? I know it's that bitch Zelda, cause she took a Delta, flew to Texas, and now she's gonna melt her. I'm so ghetto, playing Mario and Wario on the Atario. I'm so ghetto, play games in the Mario.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Stupid Sloth sent me a bunch of pizza numbers. Like 10 pizza numbers. And I don't know. I was going to kind of quit here in a second. Like, definitely tonight's show. I know I always say this, but tonight's show is not going to go past the next 50 minutes. Like, I'm quitting by 8. Whether Brent Westwood is here or not, I'm quitting at 8 o'clock. So the show is over in 51 minutes from now. The first, he wants me to say I hid drugs in their car. So let's try a couple more oil change places, and then I'm going to call some pizza places. Sloth's trying to get me in trouble with pizza numbers. Goddamn Sloth.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ian?
Yes.
Hey, this is Douglas from the oil change center.
Yes.
You had your oil changed today?
I did, yes.
And I was wondering if there's any way, like, you could bring your car back tonight?
Sure, what's up?
This is kind of embarrassing, but, we had the police, like, while you were in here, I don't know if you noticed that there was a police cruiser that came through and had his oil changed?
No, that must have been just after I left.
Oh, no, it was while you're here, because I got a little freaked out, and I hid my weed inside your trunk. I thought he was there for me. I was just a little overly paranoid, I guess, and I thought he was there for me, and I hid my weed in your trunk.
So there was no police cruiser while I was there?
No, he was behind you. He was in line waiting.
No, it wasn't me.
No.
And
it was
whereabouts did you put it? Under the carpet or something?
No, yeah, in the trunk. In the trunk, just kind of in the corner. It wasn't a lot. It was just like a quarter an ounce of weed. But I thought he was there for me.
Oh, boy. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, he was in line behind you. Like a couple...
No, when I left, there was nobody in line behind me.
Yeah.
What car did you put it in?
Your car. Ian Hall. It's in the computer, because I wrote it down.
What kind of car was it?
I don't know. It was just a car. I don't know cars very well. I don't really know cars. You know, cars aren't my thing. Cars aren't my bag.
What color was it?
Hell if I know. You know how many cars I've seen today? Like, at least...
At least
100. No. I just wrote down your phone number and your name, and it's definitely the car I put it into. You don't need to be a jerk about it. I just want my weed back.
Understood. I really don't think it was me, because I'm pretty sure I would have remembered a police cruiser in the line behind me, and I'm absolutely certain that that was not there at the time.
Why would you remember that? Like, what are you doing illegal that you would remember that?
I'm not doing anything illegal.
Well, how would you remember a police cruiser in line? That's stupid.
I have to remember that there was absolutely nothing in line behind me at the time.
There was definitely one in line behind you.
No, it wasn't me.
You don't need to argue with me. I mean, if you want to fucking argue with me next time, I'll pour sugar in your oil, in your engine.
What was your name again?
Roy.
Roy? And you work at the what place?
The oil chain center.
Okay.
Okay, do you believe me now? Do you believe now that there was a cop car behind you?
So...
God damn it, motherfucker.
I'm absolutely
fucking
positive there was no police car. So I tell you what I'll do, Roy. I'll walk out to my car, and I'll have a look in the trunk.
Yeah,
and if I find it there, I will call you back. How about that?
Well, can't you just do it on the phone with me? Because that's the only weed I have. I need my weed back.
So, I would love to help you, Roy.
But you're being a fucking jerk about it. I want my goddamn weed back. God damn it. Give me my weed back. You're a fucking thief. You're going to keep my weed? You're going to pretend there wasn't a cop car behind you so you can keep my weed? I want my goddamn weed back.
So, Roy, this is not going well.
Obviously, you smoked it.
I would love to help you. You don't need to get offensive about this.
You probably smoked it all already.
So,
pretending there's not a cop car behind you. You know there was.
No, there wasn't.
It's not even that expensive. It's not that much weed, but it's all I had. It's just a quarter of an ounce.
So,
you need to go out there and check for my goddamn weed. I want my weed back.
What's your second name, Roy?
I want my weed. I'm banging on the desk. Give me my fucking weed. I want my weed. God damn it, Ian.
Are you serious? I really get the feeling like this is some sort of hoax or something.
Hoax?
Yeah.
No, $80 is not a hoax. I want my goddamn weed. Go check your trunk right now, Ian.
This is very funny.
I have your address in my computer.
So I tell you what, I'm going to hang up right now. I'm going to walk to my car. It'll take me about 3 minutes.
Run to your car. Run! Run to your car! You fucking run, Ian. You run to that goddamn car. Why did he hang up? I don't understand. Obviously, I need the weed. And not feeling too calm here right now. So thanks, the first from the chat room, for that one.
Hello?
Hi, Carolina?
This is?
Hi, this is Roy from the oil change center. You had your oil changed here today?
Oh, yes. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Thank you.
That's great. I accidentally left my Kenny Loggins CD in your player, in your radio. I don't know if you noticed.
Your what?
My Kenny Loggins Greatest Hits CD.
Uh-huh.
I left it in your radio.
Okay.
And is there any way, is that still in there? I'm pretty sure it was in your car.
Okay.
I need that back.
I haven't. I will have to go check. It's a little bit far from me right now.
It's far? How far is it? It's at your house, right?
It's on the street. I parked that car on the street.
Oh, my God. You're so fucking lazy. Yeah.
I let you know a little bit later or tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I was going to listen to it tonight. I haven't heard Danger Zone since yesterday.
Are you serious?
Completely. Since yesterday. Since yesterday afternoon. And I really need that CD back tonight.
What if I was like 45 minutes away from where you guys are at?
I could come over and get it. I have your address in the computer here.
No, that's fine. Let me call you back.
You're parked on the street, right? Near your house. Okay, that's perfect. Just don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything.
What do you mean?
I mean, just don't worry about it. Forget I called. Just pretend I never called, and I'll take care of everything.
Okay. All right, I'll let you know tomorrow if I find it. I'll drop it off.
No, I'll take care of it. I have a lockpick set and I have a Slim Jim. I'll get in your car and I'll just take it out.
No, okay. Is this a joke? Who is this?
No, I would not joke about this. It's my Kenny Loggins CD.
Okay.
I definitely need that back tonight. Like within the hour. I definitely need it back within the hour. Could you meet me halfway? Like, where are you exactly? I know you're from Florida, right?
Wait, okay, if you're calling me from the oil change place, I don't think it's very... You should be doing this with a customer. I mean, if you left something out of a customer's car, you should let the customer give it to you the next day.
I needed to listen to Kenny Loggins while I changed your oil, so I put it in the radio, in your stereo, and I need it back out. Like, I forgot to take it out. Did you notice that it was playing Kenny Loggins when you left, or did you just not even notice.
I didn't even drive it back. Okay.
Who drove it?
No, I didn't.
Who drove it? It wasn't you? Who was it?
Okay, I really don't have time for this. I'm sorry. This is very unprofessional if you called me from the oil change place.
What are you so doing? What are you busy doing tonight that you can't talk to me and meet me halfway?
Your voice sounds very familiar, so I think this is a joke, and I hope this is a joke.
It's not a joke. My name is Roy. I work at the oil change center. I just need my CD back.
Okay, well, let me know. Let me see if I can drop it off. It'll be within like an hour. So.
I paid like $5.99 for that. It definitely has to be within the hour. I need it within the hour.
All right, enough. If this is a joke, please.
It's not a
right now,
joke.
Okay, then I can drop it off in about an hour.
But I think I live in your direction. Where are you at?
I'm not going to tell you. I don't know you, so well, I can drop it off later.
Well, I've got your address in the computer. Is that the right one?
Okay, this is really, this is unacceptable, and I can report you to your manager. So if this is a joke, so just tell me right now. If not, then...
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. I'm gonna put this in the computer that you're giving us problems, and we're not going to change your oil anymore.
Okay, I'll find another place.
Well, no. Bye. No, I want my CD back.
Very funny.
If you're going to steal my CD, that's theft. That's theft. That's illegal. You're breaking the... Oh, she's gone. I'm going to start banging my fists on the desk again. This isn't going to be pretty. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. YouTube's telling me to cut it out. I think I need to stop playing Home Alone.
Hello?
Oh, hi. We got disconnected somehow.
No, I hung up.
Oh, why'd you do that? Because I just need my CD back.
Okay, and I said I can drop it off tomorrow.
No.
When you guys are open.
You said within the hour, and I'm still here at the oil change place. I can drive toward your house.
Well, I'm sorry. You can drive listening to the radio or something else.
No, they don't play Kenny Loggins anymore on the radio.
What in the world is Kenny Loggins in? I really don't care.
Well, you obviously do.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but this is very unacceptable.
You don't need to be a jerk about it. I'm just trying to get my CD back that you stole from me. You can't just come into an oil change center and steal things from us.
Okay, listen.
What?
What's your name again?
Roy.
What's your name?
Roy.
Roy? Roy White. I don't remember any Roy taking care of... Well, I don't know the name.
Jurbel. I was the one under the car in the basement area.
Okay, seriously, if you work at that place, you shouldn't be doing this to a customer. Well, you shouldn't be calling a customer after office hours.
You shouldn't be stealing my merchant...
Or demanding...
You're stealing my personal property.
You're not even supposed to put that in my... car.
You don't know that.
Why are you listening to music while you're working in a customer's car?
It doesn't require a bunch of brain power. It's okay for me to turn on music while I'm changing oil. Do you know how easy changing oil is?
If it's your fault that you left the CD there, then if the customer is nice enough to drop it off for you the next day, then you should wait until the next day.
No, it's your fault that you drove off without giving it back. You stole it. You're a thief. You're a thief. You're not supposed to steal things from other people. It's my personal property, and you stole it. You're a thief.
Okay, this is very funny.
It's not funny. And it's not funny to me.
I'm going
to
hang up once again. Please do not call, because...
No, we need to meet. We're going to meet halfway tonight, or I'm going to file charges. I want my stuff back. You're stealing my personal property. God damn it. Banging my fist on the desk. You hear that? Want my goddamn CD.
Okay. I'm just going to take this as a joke.
Do you seriously not know who Kenny Loggins
is? This is not from the play.
Do you not know who Kenny Loggins is?
They're going to be in trouble.
Do you not know who Kenny Loggins is, really?
No.
You need to Google Kenny Loggins. Google Kenny Loggins right now and listen to him. You'll know.
No, thank you. I don't have time. And It was nice talking to you. See you tomorrow. I'll bring you your ticket.
You don't have to be such a bitch about it. Don't say it's nice talking to me. She hung up. Yes, I fisted her. Completely fisted her. Alright, YouTube is being nice again. It's not freaking out at me. Oh, I'm off air. Shit. YouTube kicked me out. Fucking YouTube. Okay, See, I wasn't even playing anything wrong. Was it Emergency Pizza Party that kicked YouTube off? See, I can't do YouTube. Even when I play my own stuff, it says it's copyrighted. Because it's on CD Baby or whatever I put it on. I don't know. Should I reconnect YouTube? I don't know. Stupid YouTube. Okay, hold on. Hold on, let me play a song or something. Let me play a copyrighted song. I don't even have anything. Ugh. God damn it. All right, I'm back. All right, I don't know why YouTube kicked me off. I had like 50 people listening on YouTube, and YouTube just kicked me off, and I didn't realize it because I don't really watch that window. God, stupid YouTube. I don't know why I reconnected because I'm quitting in 28 minutes. It's going to be 8 o'clock my time, and I'm quitting. And I think Brent Westwood is probably starting soon, maybe at 9. Let me look at, he still hasn't messaged me on Facebook. Alright, I'm gonna type in Brent Westwood. No, not that one. Hold on. Brent Westwood. Live. Where the hell's Brent Westwood on Facebook? Okay, Brent Westwood Show, prank calls. Everyone should go to facebook.com/Brent Westwood Show. He's the guy that says he's going to be on tonight. He says 5 hours ago, Brent Westwood posted this, probably making calls tonight. Probably won't be any good since we're a little rusty. Some Hawaiian Craigslist numbers might help out, or ideas. And I sent him like 10 or 11 or 12 oil change people, which out of those, maybe one might work, hopefully. So, Brent Westwood. I think Brent Westwood's going to be awesome tonight. Plus, I have all these others that I haven't called yet, thanks to Sloth, who has sent me a bunch of pizza numbers. Did I ever complain about Jiffy Lube on the air? I actually went to Jiffy Lube. Oh, and by the way, okay, listen to this. If anyone on the road ever pisses you off, I figured this out today, and I should have known this earlier, but I figured this out today. If anyone on the road pisses you off, you need to write down their license plate number, because you can call Jiffy Lube and pretend to be the corporate office, I assume. I didn't actually do this myself. But no, you can call and say, hey, this is the corporate office. I need you to look up a customer account for whatever stupid reason. Just believe me, I'm the corporate office. And their default way to pull up accounts, with Jiffy Lube anyway, or maybe it was Valvoline. I need to stop saying names. Anyway, they pull up my license plate number. I know that's how they pull up my account. They just type in your license plate number, and that way they don't have to ask you who you are. They type in your license plate number, and there's all your info. So you can get somebody's complete info from their license plate number, somebody that pisses you off on the road. Instead of having road rage and tailgating them, just write down their license plate number and then call Jiffy Lube or Valvoline, or probably Walmart does it, I assume. And you can get all their info. They'll just hand you all the info. It's the greatest thing ever. Yep. Oh, anyway, I went to Jiffy Lube for the first time ever in my life 2 or 3 months ago. And they told me that both of my taillights were out. I'm like, oh, really? And they're like, yeah, you want us to replace those for... I don't remember. I think they wanted $10 per taillight. for both of my taillights. I think they won $20 to replace both of my taillights. I'm like, no, it's all right. I'll just go by the auto parts store and replace it for, you know, a third of that price myself. So I went to the auto parts store after Jiffy Lube, and I bought a couple taillights for my car, and I went out in the parking lot, and I tested them first, and they were fine. Both of my taillights were fine. They were trying to scam me or something. Jiffy Lube are a bunch of scammers, so they deserve these prank calls. Fucking Jiffy Lube. Tried to steal $20 from me 2 months ago. Anyway, I'm gonna call some pizza numbers that Sloth gave me. Oh shit. I'm playing pink. Let's see if... Yeah, YouTube's not freaking out about that. Alright, I'm calling the first pizza place from Sloth. I tried to call Sloth to see if he'd want to get on the phone with me, but he apparently hates me. Oh wait, I don't even know what pizza place this is. Did Sloth tell me?
Hello?
Oh. Hi, this is David from the pizza. You ordered a pizza from us?
Uh-huh.
Did you eat that pizza yet?
Yes.
We accidentally used... No, everything's fine with the pizza. I was just supposed to call and let you know that we sold your information that you gave us for the pizza, your address and your phone number. We sold it to the Chinese government. It's a new law. For whatever reason, we're required to tell the customers that we sold their information to the Chinese government. So we've sold your name, Deb, and your phone number and your address to the Chinese government. So just so you know, we sold your information to the Chinese government. Chinese government has... My name is Roy. I'm calling from the pizza. In the Chinese...
You're the manager?
I am the manager here. I have to call, like, the last 10 people, because I apparently was a law that went into effect last night that we're required by law to tell all of our customers that we sell their information to the Chinese government. So I have to call back everyone from today and everyone since midnight last night.
Well, why does it come up Skype user, then?
Because we use Skype as our method of... That's how we call from here, to save money.
And why do you sell it?
Why do we sell what?
Information.
Oh, it's to save money. So the price of pizzas is a little bit lower. It's just to save you money. That's why we do it. We sell all of your information to the Chinese government. Your phone number, your address, and your name. And the types of pizza that you like. So that's all I needed, basically. I just need to let you know we sold all of your information to the Chinese government. It's required that we tell you about that.
Well, it's kind of asinine.
To save you money, that's asinine?
Well, to sell it to the Chinese government, what? Yes.
Are you, like, racist against the Chinese?
No, I'm not racist.
Okay, well, it's just something we do to save you money. Like, if we didn't do that, your pizzas would be... a good 10 cents or more expensive.
Wow.
So it saves a lot of money in the long run.
Yeah.
It's like new NSA regulations. We have to tell you that we're selling your information to the Chinese government.
And your name again was?
It's still Roy. It hasn't changed.
It hasn't?
No. No, you've asked me that like 12 times now. It's still Roy.
No, I did not 12.
Yeah, exactly 12. I've been counting. 12 times you've asked me my name. Roy. Roy Gerbel. I'm the manager, I'm the general manager here at the pizza. Deb? Deb's not a fan of the Chinese. Thanks for that, Sloth. Goddamn motherfucker. I swear, that's like the second person tonight to ask me my name over and over and over. Alright, this one says invalid phone number. Pablo Tron says, the pizza! It's cracking him up. That is Carlito's idea that I stole. That's his thing. Like, when he doesn't want to say corporate names on his show, because then he has to edit them out. Same thing I do. And in his old pizza calls, he would say he's from the pizza. This is Cross from the pizza. Alright, this one's an invalid phone number. Ah, fucking Sloth. I would be able to just easily finish up the oil change people that I got earlier and just, you know, just calmly go off the air and stop for the night. But nope, Sloth had to give me all these extra numbers, and now I got more shit to do. Like, all running behind. But it's a good thing, though. It means that I get to give more to Brent Westwood. Brent Westwood's show is going to be more awesome, because it'll have more numbers. More oil changes. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, is this Jack?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Cross from the pizza. You ordered a pizza from us earlier?
Oh, yeah.
And we're supposed to call and let you know that we're selling your information to the Chinese government. It's like a new law or something they put out, so we have to let
I don't think so.
No, I mean, we've already sold your information to the Chinese government. But we're required by law to tell you now that we sold your information.
Oh.
So it's just, just a courtesy call. Just need to let you know that we sold your phone number and your address and your choice of pizza toppings over the past 5 years to the Chinese government.
I see.
So that's all I needed then.
Okay, I guess I'll have to quit eating pizza down there then.
Why? I think we all do it. I'm pretty sure the other pizza places do it all as well. It's to save money, so you don't have to pay as much for your pizza.
Well, how is that?
It saves money because we get money back for each thing of information we sell to the Chinese government.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Why don't
you? I don't like that idea.
Well,
okay, thanks.
How does it even affect you? I mean, it's just the Chinese government.
Well, it's none of your business to be selling anything of mine.
Well, we do business together, so it is my business. We've been doing business together for years, and I have your information here in the computer, and every pizza you've ever owned, and me and the Chinese government, we share that information, and you don't need to be a jerk about it. We're just... Hang up on me. God damn. Who was that? Oh, I gotta... Jack! Jack. Jack cannot treat me like this. Jack, don't need to hang
what?
Up. You don't need to hang up on me. I'm just letting you know it's a courtesy call. It's a courtesy.
Yeah, well, real courteous. Okay, bye.
Maybe I spit in your pizza. You ever think of that? And he hung up before I even heard that. I probably don't need to be saying that anyway. I don't need to get people calling certain people about my calls. I don't want any trouble. Fucking racist. People are racist. They don't like the Chinese. Everybody hates the Chinese. Holy shit, it's hot up here. I need to open some windows.
Hello?
Hi. Carissa?
Who? Yeah?
Hey, Carissa, it's Roy from the pizza.
Okay.
You received your pizza and everything? Everything's okay with the pizza?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's good to hear. I just need to know when we can come back and retrieve the box for the recycling program.
What?
We need to come back and get the box for your pizza? Like, are you done with the box yet? Are you finished with it?
No.
Huh. Do you know what time that'll be that you're finished with the box?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, we come back and retrieve the box after, because... We gave you a box with your pizza, and there's a...
The box that my pizza came in?
Yeah, the box. The cardboard box?
Yeah.
We just need to get that back. It's for a recycling program, so we can use it for the next customer. We just need to get that...
You're joking, right?
No, it's a recycling program.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, no, we get the box back, or we're authorized to charge your credit card an extra $5. The boxes are expensive.
Well, seeing as I paid cash, I don't think that you're legitly calling me.
Well, we're gonna put in the computer that you owe us $5 for the next pizza. So, people on YouTube, I am sorry.
I'm not available. Leave me a message.
That... YouTube disconnected me.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Carissa, this is Roy from the pizza. We really need that box back. And it's not a joke, and I don't appreciate you hanging up on me. And I'm definitely writing in the computer that you're a difficult customer, and you're hard to deal with, We're having problems with you. And we need that box back. The box is $5. And that's when you picked out the pizza, it was in the... Look at the print on the box. It says you have to give the box back to us because we recycle that. It's for future customers. And God damn it, we need the box back. It's a recycling program. It's 2013, in case you haven't heard. People are really into recycling. We are required to do this because of the fucking tree huggers force us to. Just, we need the box back. I'm going to send a delivery driver over within the next hour, and he's going to retrieve the box. So we need to put the remaining pizza into Tupperware or on a plate or just... fucking eat it! Eat the fucking pizza! And then we want the box back. Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Take that! Take that! God damn it. So these calls are all brought to you by Sloth. Thanks, Sloth, for giving me pizza numbers. So that I can call less oil change customers. Hi, is Dave there?
No, he's not.
Do you know when he'll be back?
No, why?
Oh, I'm calling from the pizza. My name is Roy. I was just calling about the box, the pizza box. Are you guys finished with your pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, we just need to send a delivery driver over to retrieve the box for the recycling program.
Oh, well, hang on.
Okay.
No, there's still pizza here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you could put that in, a Tupperware or something, that'd be great, because we need to retrieve the box so we can use it
for... Do you want the box from the wings, too?
Just the pizza is all we're recycling right now. The wings are fine. We just need the pizza box.
Okay.
Because we're going to use that for the next customer, and we're running low on boxes tonight, because it's been really busy.
Oh,
so we need to get the box back. Is it very greasy, or is it okay? I mean, is it...
Yeah, it's kind of greasy.
Okay, we'll clean it up.
You know, pan pizzas are greasy.
Yeah, they are. We'll use Windex. We spray Windex on the bottom and it cleans it up pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, we just need to come get the box back. So we're going to send a driver over. He's going to knock on your door.
Okay.
And you're going to have to give the box back. Or otherwise, we're going to charge you $7.39. That's how much the box is worth.
Uh-huh, right.
Yep.
$7.39
for the box.
You can have the whole pizza, and I want a refund for the pizza.
Well, you know, it's just the recycle program. It's the new millennium. We have to recycle everything. Fucking tree.
Okay.
Fucking tree huggers.
Uh huh.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Fucking tree huggers. Goddamn fucking goddamn tree. Where's Dave? Like, didn't he stay and eat the pizza with you?
Yeah. He's outside.
Oh, he's outside. I thought you meant he left.
Well, he's outside smoking.
What's he smoking? Like cigarettes or weed?
Cigarettes. Cigarettes.
You guys don't like smoke weed and then eat some pizza?
Nope.
Why not? Like, you should smoke a little bit of weed and just try it once, okay?
Nope.
We don't
do that no more.
We have kind of a side program here. If you get the right delivery driver, you can get a little bit of weed with your pizza.
Uh-huh, right.
I'm serious. You don't need to treat me like a goddamn fucking liar.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't.
Okay, whatever.
But do you always talk to people like that about picking up a pizza box?
Only,
and then,
only when I'm really drunk. That's the only time I do that.
Why do they have you calling people?
I don't know. It's like, it's really busy tonight. It's really busy. We just need to get that pizza box back. It's been a bad night. I had to fire some kid tonight, some teenager that just started last week, because he was, like, smeared his ass on the pizza. Some guy named Dang420. Yeah, it's not your pizza. Don't worry about it. It's not your pizza. Someone else...
I hope not.
No, I made your pizza, and I did not smear my ass on your pizza.
Okay.
I'm just... I promise. I don't...
Is this a serious phone call?
Well, I mean, yeah, more or less. We just need to get the box back.
I mean, are you serious? You want my pizza box?
Oh, yeah. It's a recycling program. We've been doing this since 2007. We get the pizza boxes back, and then we use them for the next customer. We clean them up. with bleach.
Well, we've never had anybody call us and want our pizza box before.
Really? Here at this pizza place? Because we mix bleach and we mix bleach and ammonia. We mix it together and we clean up the bottom of the pizza box, and it's like brand new.
Yeah, nobody's ever called me and asked me for my pizza box.
You should try it. You should try mixing bleach and ammonia, like in a small room.
No, thanks.
Okay. it's a good way to clean up your stuff, you know, like dishes and stuff.
Well, I know, you know, we used to use a lot of bleach when I worked at the convenience store. So
yeah.
When we cleaned, you know,
Did you ever mix it with ammonia though? Because that's what really makes things clean. You mix bleach and ammonia. You do it in a small closed-in area so that it mixes together perfectly. Like a closet or the bathroom. And,
okay.
And it cleans the motherfucking shit out of things.
Oh.
It cleans the...
Okay, your pizza box is ready.
Okay, all right, you got it in Tupperware.
What, our pizza?
Yeah, you got the pizza.
I took the pizza out of the box.
Okay. If you want to just leave it out on the porch, our delivery driver will pick it up.
Okay, I can do that. I can leave it outside by the front door.
Okay, and that way we won't have to bother you. Because we have this one joker. We have this one joker of a delivery driver. He'll take your box, and he thinks this is really clever. He thinks this is funny. But he'll say, oh, this is such a nice box. You have a nice box, ma'am. I really like your box.
Oh, okay.
He thinks it's funny. He thinks it's like a pun or something. He'll take your box.
Oh.
He'll be like, oh, I want to...
I'll leave it. I'll leave it by the front door.
He'll be
and
like...
if it's still there in the morning, it's going in the garbage.
Oh, no. He'll pick it up tonight. Just, yeah, it'll be best if you don't answer the door when he comes. Just leave it on the porch. Because he'll be like, okay. Oh, this box, I just would fuck it all night.
Okay.
Like, fuck your box so hard.
I will leave it by the front door. How's that?
I will fuck this box all over the fucking yard.
Okay, he can have fun.
No, it's not me. It's the employee.
I said he can have fun,
not you. Okay, yeah, not me. I'm not like that. I'm married. I'm a married man. I would not fuck your box. I would not fuck your hot little tight box, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm a married man. I'm not like that.
Okay.
I'm not. I mean, it's nothing offensive. It's nothing against you or anything. I just, your box is too greasy for me.
Yeah. Well, so are you the manager?
Yeah, my name is Roy Gerbel. And I'm not interested I'm not interested in fucking your box in your tight little box.
Okay.
I'm no interest at all.
No, I was just wondering if you were the manager the way you're talking.
No.
You should be happy it doesn't offend me, but some people it might.
Yeah. P.O. Box 465.
Okay, so I'll put the box out by the front door.
You know that box? Because we mark down each time that the box is used. That box has lasted a long time. We've used it 12 different times now. You're the 12th person to use that same cardboard box.
That's cool.
You'd think it'd be like just filled with bacteria and disease and AIDS.
Yeah.
AIDS, lots of AIDS. But no, it's fine. It's like... I'm sorry?
Don't be talking about stuff like that.
No, I'm just saying, like, we do a good job with the bleach and ammonia, right?
Yeah, I see that,
You can't even tell it's a used box, even though it's been used.
No,
you're,
I couldn't.
You are the 12th customer, so it's been used 11 times before you.
Okay. It does say 35% recycled content.
See? I wasn't lying. It's right there on the box. It's right there on that tight little fucking sexy box.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay, then.
I'll leave it out by the front door.
Okay. Is that where your husband smokes? Is he going to be out there smoking when we come to pick up the box?
No.
Where does he smoke?
He smokes in the backyard.
Okay. Thank God. I don't want to see his ugly...
What?
Nothing.
No, he's out back. We don't smoke in the front. We smoke in the back.
Yeah. I like it in the back.
Okay. Yeah, in the back.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll leave it by the front door and he can pick it up.
Okay, and we won't charge you $7.39.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a nice night. I hope you liked your pizza.
Yeah, it was good.
Bye.
Thanks.
Whatever, bye. Just hang up. Wow, I can say anything to that lady. Oh my god, it's hot in here. William says save that number. Nah, I already deleted it. Sloth, if I don't get to all of these, because it's 1 minute, I only have 1 minute and the show's over. Oh wait, Brent Westwood messaged me. Cool, I'm shooting for 10 p.m. Oh shit, that's pretty late, Brent. Brent says he's going to be 2 hours from now. 2 hours! 2 fucking hours! Brent replied to me. He's definitely doing a show tonight. Brent Westwood. BrentWestwood.com is going to be on the Madhouse stream tonight. He says he's shooting for 10 p.m. What happened to the good old days when he did 7 p.m.? An hour ago.
Thing sucks.
Nobody wants to hear about that bitch you gotta work with. You kill him, my boner. Oh yeah, that's some really nice fingernail polish you got in here.
Shut up.
I just rocked that ass at the game convention. The name's EMC, not like you asked the question. I saw you looking at me while I was looking at you, and then you rolled your eyes at me while I was fine fucking you. That's called chemistry. We were expressing it festively. How many more drinks until you really have sex with me? Nah, that's cool, yeah, I'll wait, I'm just a little impatient. Aw, just great, you wanna make conversation. I don't really care if that gay guy right there is your boyfriend. You're killing my boner.
Big vagina?
Gigantic vagina.
Oh, what do you mean? They messed up your order at Wendy's again? You're killing my boner.
Douchebags and douchebaguette.
Oh, so like your guy's not paying child support and you're like, whatever, you're killing my boner.
37 dicks.
In a row?
Oh, your back hurts. Well, I don't care. You're killing my boner.
Ooh, baby, I like it, boy.
You get me in the club and I'm rocking that spot. You get her in the club and she's knocking back shots. So I'm thinking I was in when she gets me aside. Says I'm too tipsy to drive, so can you give me a ride? Now we're back at her place and I'm petting the kitty. But I mean that literally. She's watching Sex in the City and it's on TBS. There ain't even nudity. That's a pretty shitty thing for you to do to me. And I don't really care if the cable guy's supposed to be here within the next 7 hours. You're killing my boner.
Goodbye, rationality.
Ooh, you're not wearing that Aerosmith shirt ironically? You're killing my boner. Let your kid cry. She'll shut up eventually. You're killing my boner.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get late.
Okay, yeah, your apartment's on fire. See, that's not the point. You're killing my boner.
Waking and baking a cake and I'm taking a steak and you're shaking. What's faking? We're breaking off bread with your family. Your mom ain't understanding me. I speak so candidly, it's hard to stop rambling. Whatever, we're together, we'll always be forever. Like a bad love letter, it's hard to sound clever. As I take a peek at you, that's why they call me Pikachu. Wait, what's this all about your dog and all the tricks that he can do? I'm sorry. Oh, congratulations, your dog can speak on command. You're killing my boner.
Bark all day, little doggy.
Oh, what do you mean you had sex with Rich Griggs? Who has it? You're killing my boner.
These go to 11.
Why don't you just admit it? You're a dirty rotten son of a bitch.
That's a hard-ass lyric.
What do you mean you prefer Diet Coke? That makes no sense at all. You're killing my boner.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I should stop that before YouTube punishes me again. Goddamn YouTube. Stupid YouTube. Jill says she wants some M&M, so here's some M&M. All right, so you YouTube people, I'm sorry. I was saying earlier, I'm sorry this kicked you out. If you want to ensure that you don't get kicked out, and if you want to listen to the Brent Westwood show, which is funny, and I'm going to give him a bunch of oil change numbers and possibly some of these pizza numbers, but I guess he's not going to start for 2 hours, then you need to get off of YouTube and come to the Madhouse chat room to listen. And the easiest way to do that is to go in your Internet Explorer or Netscape Navigator. Go to www.madhouselive.com/chat and type in your name and come into the chat room, and it will automatically start up whatever's on the stream. That's the easiest way. If you have an IRC client, I don't know, figure it out. I'm slapping myself in the face. Let's call another pizza person. More pizza. More recycled pizza boxes. Wait, did I just call Michelle? I can't remember. No, I called Dave. Okay, so it's Michelle's. It's okay to call Michelle. I can tell you without a doubt, I am not going to be doing 2 more hours. There's no way. I'm going to stop soon and watch Netflix.
Hi, this is Michelle. Sorry I missed your call.
Lots of Netflix. Or Stargate. I just started watching Stargate for the first time ever. Stargate's pretty awesome. I'm almost finished with season one of Stargate. I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna watch Stargate all night instead of doing this. Hit my desk.
This is Michelle. Sorry I missed your call.
Damn, Michelle. Okay, let's try one more time for Michelle. I got your message, Nunu. I know who Richard Kiel is. Some guy from a movie, Jaws, which I have never seen before. From the 70s, right? Stargate reminds me of Sliders. Which I loved. I loved Sliders.
Hi, this is Michelle. Sorry I missed your call. Leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks.
Alright. This guy named First. Just... I gotta do this one. Why can't I type? My typing's not... My fingers are broken. God damn it. Backspace. Shut up, First. Somebody kick First out of the
room.
Hello. Hi, this is Roy from the pizza. You ordered a pizza from us tonight for delivery?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I have your phone number right here. It's in the computer. Is this Julie?
Yes.
It says you ordered a pizza.
Who are you?
I'm Roy. You didn't order a pizza? He shows you ordered a pizza in the computer. Oh my god, she hung up.
Hello.
Hi, is this... I was calling for Robbie about the pizza that he ordered.
Yeah?
Oh, you ordered a pizza? Is this Robbie's spouse?
This is Robbie.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was just calling to let you know we had a little bit of a problem with your pizza before it was delivered.
Really?
Yeah, because Chad, he was... we have like a tetherball pole out in the back parking lot of the pizza. And he was playing tetherball. And he accidentally knocked your pizza off of a shelf out in the parking lot, and it landed on the ground.
because the tetherball hit it and knocked it off.
Right.
And I'm sorry. I just need to let you know. Like, apparently he didn't tell anyone that this happened, and he just delivered your pizza. Yeah, but he's playing tetherball.
Okay, whatever.
Sorry. Why are you being like that? Why are you acting like I'm a jerk?
Because I don't really believe you, and the pizza's all gone anyway.
I know.
Teenage boys and all, so...
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm supposed to let you know that we accidentally knocked it off of a shelf out in the parking lot when we were playing tetherball.
Okay. All right.
So sorry. It was on the ground.
All right.
Sorry.
Was it in the box?
No, it was just sitting on a shelf, like out in the open, and the tether ball swung around on the pole and just knocked it off onto the ground.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Face down on the ground.
It'll be a long, long time before I ever order pizza from you guys again.
I can understand why you're pissed, because you have a man's name, so I'd be pissed too, but I'm just calling to let you know I'm sorry.
I'm pissed because what? Because
you have a man's name. That made her hang up for some reason. So thanks first for that one. Tetherball. Like, where the hell did that come from?
Do not call this number again.
Well, no, I'm just trying to...
Call this number again.
You don't need to be mad just because you have a man's name.
All right, that's enough. Do not call this number again.
I can understand why you're mad, because you have a man's name. Okay, I'm not going to... hello? Robbie? Mr. Robbie? I think she's trying to pick up. Hello, Mr. Robbie, are you there? Okay, she hung up. So thanks for those, Sloth. Sloth sent us those pizza numbers. There's one left that didn't answer. I'm going to try it just one last time. Thanks, Sloth. Thanks first, you person with the dumb name, with the man's nick on IRC.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Okay, a couple more lube jobs and I'm finished. I'm done. Hopefully Brent Westwood will be back in an hour or two. Didn't he used to start at 7 and then he started starting at 9 or 10? Wait, no, not 10. Maybe it was 10. Maybe this is normal, I don't know. Pablotron's telling me I have to play the Cab Driver. What's Cab Driver? Do I even have that song? Is that something? Who sings Cab Driver? I have.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from. Is this Chris?
This is Chris.
Oh, hey, I'm calling from the oil change center. You had your oil changed here today?
Oh, yeah. What's going on, brother?
Oh, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Just hanging loose, man. We're
really?
Just kind of finishing up our grand opening day, man, and just kind of mingling, letting the artists hang out.
Oh, I see. Are you watching Breaking Bad? Are you a Breaking Bad fan? That's on tonight, right?
No, you know what? I'm not a Breaking Bad dude, man. I heard that there's a few people in my office that watch it, but I don't.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm gonna do tonight. I'm gonna watch Breaking Bad. I'm gonna quit doing the show on Madhouse. I'm gonna watch Breaking Bad.
Good stuff, man. Is your wife still want to come in and get tattooed?
My wife? No, I don't have a wife.
What's your first name, brother?
It's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, Roy. I changed your oil. I was in the basement area in the oil change place today.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't think I met you, man.
Oh, no, you were giving me a look. Like, I was under the car doing the stuff, and you kept like, eyeing me, like, kind of winking. Going wink, wink.
Nah, brother, you got the wrong guy, man.
Oh,
I don't wink at no men.
No, it's Chris. Chris Cook. You have a crush on me, and, yeah, I was just calling you because I noticed, and, I don't know, you want to hang out tonight and maybe watch some Breaking Bad?
Nah, I'm good, man. Thank you, though, brother.
I need to know how big your bullocks are. Can you tell me how big your bullocks are? Aw. I'm not going to get lucky tonight. Calling back. He hung up on me.
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Dude, who is this, man?
Hey, I don't know. Like, when I was in the basement area changing the oil, I was looking up, and I saw that you have a really nice package.
Roy, listen, bro. You got the wrong dude, man.
No.
I don't get down like that, man. Chris, I appreciate the call, man. Hey, have a good night,
Chris,
brother.
Chris, no, come on. I felt a connection. All right. No Chris for me tonight. Zach says I'm not saying it right. What am I not saying right, Zach? Let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break, and then I'm going to call a few more numbers, and I'm quitting. Quitting for the night. And you're going to have to wait, like, an hour and a half for Brent Westwood. Start his dumb show. I'm back. About to quit. I have breaking news. KDK is not doing a show tonight. That's my breaking news. I just searched shoutcast.com and KDK is not there. No KDK for you guys tonight. So you can't listen to KDK while you're waiting for Brent Westwood. I'm going to do three numbers tops, and then it's over. James? Hello, James? James? Hello, James? Hello? James? James Boo. James. Hello, James. James?
Yeah.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
It's Roy from the oil change center. You had your oil changed with us today.
Okay.
There's a problem.
What's that?
Do you remember when you got your oil changed with us today?
Yeah.
I accidentally left something in your car.
What did you leave?
It's embarrassing, but the police were in line to get their oil changed, and I thought they were there for me, so I put my weed under your seat.
Okay.
I need my weed back.
Okay.
I need my weed back.
What's that?
I need my weed back. When can we meet for me to get my weed back? There's close to 3/4 of an ounce in there.
Well, I'm busy right now, so...
What are you busy doing? What are you doing that you're so busy?
I'm eating.
That doesn't sound very busy to me. We're talking about close to $200 worth of weed. I need it back. All right.
Okay.
I need it back tonight. I need it back tonight because I'm going to watch Stargate, and I cannot watch Stargate without weed.
Hey, man, that's not my problem.
It is your problem because it's in your fucking car. I want my weed back. Where's my weed? James hung up on me. I didn't even get to punch my desk. God damn it.
Please leave your message for 883.
Don't say the number.
3.
James, I want my weed. I left it in your Honda. Look under the front seat of your Honda. My weed's in there. 3/4 of an ounce. God damn it. It's not for me. Like, my cat really likes to get high. And I want the weed. I want my weed back. Want my weed back. God damn it. Lux. SG-1 is what I'm watching. I heard Atlantis is garbage. I'm watching SG-1. I'm 18 episodes into SG-1, and it's pretty amazing. This, you know, I almost didn't watch anymore after that first episode that was complete garbage. I think that was like a movie or something. Episode 1 of season 1 was the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. What the hell was that? And then episode 2 was pretty bad too. But then they finally got into the whole thing of visiting other worlds and planets, and it started being awesome, and I think it's going to be awesome for the rest of the 10 seasons. My plan is to watch... Oh, I'm still on James' answering machine. Bye, James! Give me back my weed! God damn it! Yeah. It's time for me to hang up. I mean, time for me to log off. And I think in the past 10 years, I've seen maybe 3 episodes of Stargate. And I always liked them. I thought they looked pretty awesome, but I just, you know, I don't know. I never got into it. Yep. I just watched Star Trek for the first time. I'd never watched Star Trek or Star Trek Voyager, and I watched every single episode a couple years ago, and it's amazing stuff. Yes, Nunu, I've never, ever in my entire life seen a James Bond movie. I know what James Bond is. I know he has awesome gadgets or whatever, but never seen James Bond, even though I'm really old. And really, I mean, you know, at least when I watch Star Trek and I watch Stargate, I'm like, wow, this looks like really amazing stuff. It's too bad I don't have time to watch this amazing show. But when I see James Bond, I'm just like, holy crap, that looks fucking boring. Why would anybody ever watch that? I'm probably wrong. I bet you James Bond's the most amazing thing ever. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Did... No. No, YouTube. Okay, shh. I'm gonna turn off the music. Wait, maybe not. Okay, YouTube's popping up warnings at me again, telling me to stop broadcasting, you know, copyrighted stuff, or... they're going to kick me off again. So, okay, here's the problem. I want to broadcast on YouTube. Every single time I do a show, I want to broadcast on YouTube. Here, I'm going to turn on the music in Rebellion. Wait. Is there some kind of music I have that won't violate copyrights? No, probably not. Yeah, anyway, I think what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to make a video for YouTube, and I'm going to upload it every time I do a live show, and it's going to say, hey everyone on YouTube, I'm getting ready to do a live show. Go to the Madhouse chat room if you want to listen to the live show. I'm going to stop broadcasting on YouTube. I just can't handle it. I don't like not being able to play anything I want. So, okay, here, YouTube, Oh, crap. It's doing it again. It's saying it's going to close me down. Okay, I'm turning off. I'm turning off the meat spin song. Oh, let's see. Okay. What else can I play? I can't play anything. Eminem. That's probably not copyrighted, right? All right. I turned it off, YouTube. Are you happy? Okay, YouTube people. There are only 30 people left on YouTube. YouTube, you guys need to quit listening to YouTube right now. Because I'm getting ready to go off the air, and in about 90 minutes, less than 90 minutes, just a little bit over an hour, Brent Westwood is going to be on the air. And he's going to do more of these lube, tire and lube customers, oil change customers. He's going to do more of those. So you need to hang up on YouTube and go to www.madhouselive.com/chat. All right, YouTube, I hope you heard that. MadhouseLive.com/chat. Thanks for listening, YouTube. I'm going off the air for YouTube only. Bye, everyone on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Bye. All right. Broadcast terminated on YouTube. Stupid YouTube. Fuck those guys. Who needs YouTubes anyway? You know, Mixlr, they don't kick me off when I broadcast on them. Okay, let's call one more number before I quit. And instead of watching two of the things, the Stargates, I'm gonna watch a Stargate and a 30 Rock. Since I'm using up too much time here. I'm not gonna have time. Ram Sasso, I'm 40 years old. I'm really old. Jeff. Oh, Jeff.
Hello?
Carolina?
Yes?
Is Carolina there?
Yes, you have my Kenny Loggins CDs.
No, you have my Kenny Loggins CD.
My Kenny Loggins?
I want my Kenny Loggins CD back.
I'm going to a concert with Kenny tomorrow, and I wanted to sign a CD. Do you have it?
Is it a Kenny Loggins concert?
Kenny Loggins in concert. What's that?
You motherfucker.
I'm a motherfucker?
I want that CD back. I want my goddamn...
Hello?
I want my goddamn Kenny Loggins CD.
You want your Kenny Loggins CD?
Please, please, please give me my CD back.
I'm afraid I don't have your Kenny Loggins CD.
I want my Kenny Loggins CD.
This guy is so crazy.
It's a highway to the danger zone, man.
Thank you for calling Dial an Asshole.
What?
All of our assholes are currently assisting other assholes.
What?
To receive a free copy of our quarterly newsletter, The
What?
Anal Retentive,
What?
Please leave your name and number at the beep, and the first available asshole will return your call promptly. Have a shitty day.
Holy crap, I need to start giving out that number to everyone. Okay, Mixlr people, I'm getting ready to go off the air. So, you 11 people listening on Mixlr, you're about to not hear anything anymore. So bye, Mixlr. Everyone in Mixlr, you need to come to the Madhouse chat room and hang out with all the Madhouse people for the next hour or two. There, the URL, the URL is www.madhouselive.com/chat. If you have an IRC client, it's irc.madhouselive.com. And it's in Pound Madhouse. Bye, everyone on Mixlr. Thanks for listening. Save. Okay. That's the end of Mixlr, people. Lux was a Mixlr person, so let's talk shit about Lux now. God, fucking Lux. He gets on my nerves. He posts everything in caps. You know what I hate most about Lux? Is that he constantly posts LOL. Like... just for no reason at all. He's just LOL, LOL, LOL. He's just post LOL all the time. LOL. fucking Lux. I gotta play a copyrighted song since I'm off of YouTube. Copyrighted song. I don't have any copyrighted songs queued up. Because... Oh, wait, I know. I'll play the one I always play. Willie Nelson! Good night, everyone. Stay tuned. 1 hour from now, you're going to hear Brent Westwood.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on.